Good evening. I'm Archel Cornish Pope, Chair of the English Department, and I would like to welcome all of you to the 6th Annual Levis Award Reading. This event honors the memory of the late Larry Levis, former director of our MFA program and winner of many national and international awards for his poetry. Each year, the English Department and the MFA program in creative writing award a reading prize in Larry's name to the author of the best first or second book of poetry published the previous calendar year. 6 years in today's volatile world represents quite a tradition. The fact that this tradition has survived adversities of all sorts is a tribute to the man we honor and to the act of poetry. The fourth Levis Reading Prize was awarded shortly after the events of 9/11. The fifth just before the Washington sniper killings. And this year's award comes on the heel of the worst hurricane to visit Richmond in a generation. I suppose this says something not only about the resilience of our tradition, but also about the role that poetry can play in situations where natural or man-made calamities make other forms of discourse fail. It is perhaps no coincidence that as I was thinking about tonight's event, I happened to discover an interview with Larry Levis in the most recent issue of the Writer's Chronicle. This previously unpublished interview was taped in Salt Lake City in the winter of 1989-1990 after Larry's return from a Fulbright year spent in Eastern Europe at a time of momentous changes. His poetry and his thinking about it were clearly influenced by what he had experienced during those eventful years from the Vietnam decade to the late 1980s. At one point in the interview, Larry talks about a poem entitled Caravaggio, Swirl and Vortex, written after his trip to Italy, but which, in his own words, was, I quote, more about Vietnam and a friend who died there than it is about painting or about one of the most fascinating bad boys of Italian art, though that life is there too. And he goes on to say that poetry and its metaphors are political, in the broadest sense of the word, through the choices they articulate and the experiences they reflect. His poetry, he explains, is always addressed to a community, even if only the community of language itself, where ideas, desires, and tacit implications all take shape. All poetry, he concludes, is political in at least one sense. It is vulnerable, no matter how scrupulously aesthetic it may be, to history, to time, to an ethical and therefore a political formulation or interpretation within a culture. But poetic formulation can also rise above its historical moment, above the rigid either-or of politics. Poetry, and here I'm paraphrasing Larry, is an active act of remembering, accepting, but also questioning the moment that produced it. Larry's poetry is a perfect example of this type of active, imaginative remembering that his rediscovered interview talks about. All those who knew Larry, or those who have come to know him through his poetry, can testify to the fact that he had a special gift of pragmatic idealism that made him responsive to the most diverse historical solicitations, both at home and abroad, but also allowed him to distill historical and personal traumas in acts of poetic imagination that finally remind people, and I quote Larry again, of beauty itself. We are fortunate tonight to add our own acts of remembering in celebration of poetry, of Larry's legacy to us, and of our own capacity to remember beauty itself, these are his words. We are grateful to those who have made this evening possible. I'd like to extend my thanks, first of all, to Larry's family, Mother Carol, Brother Kent, and Sister Sheila, without whose generous contribution this remarkable yearly event would not be possible. I also want to thank Mary Flynn, Director of New Virginia Review, for her continued support of this program, to the MFA committee for choosing such a deserving winner, and to Susan Eisenberg for coming to share her poetry with us. I will now invite poet and professor of English Greg Donovan, editor of Blackbird, to introduce the winner of the 6th Levis Reading Prize, Susan Eisenberg.